At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There are two questions that need to be answered when you are discussing the Kirk Cousins offseason dilemma. Question number one, should Kirk Cousins re-sign with the Minnesota Vikings? And question number two, should the Minnesota Vikings want Kirk Cousins back? And I'm going to answer question number one on today's podcast, because there are a lot of different options that Kirk Cousins could explore this offseason that might be a lot better than the Minnesota Vikings option. So let's break it down a little bit. Kirk has been very consistent this offseason that his number one priority is winning. He just said in the Associated Press that his number one priority is winning this offseason. He wants to have a respectable deal, but it's not about the dollars. It's what about the dollars represent. But his number one priority is winning, and he said it again today. So now that Kirk Cousins' point is clear, that his number one priority is winning, we should analyze where the best places are for Kirk Cousins to win. Let's start with the Minnesota Vikings. So let's think about what the Minnesota Vikings have to offer. They have one of the best wide receivers in the league. They have a rising, perhaps superstar wide receiver in Jordan Addison. And they have a tight end, TJ Hockenson, that's also one of the best in the league, but he's coming off an ACL and MCL tear and might not be ready to start the 2024 season. The Minnesota Vikings defense is in shambles. Harrison Smith is probably not coming back. The cornerbacks are subpar. If Kirk Cousins re-signs with the Minnesota Vikings, the odds that Danielle Hunter is back is very slim. Who is the Minnesota Vikings starting running back going to be next year? Because Alexander Mattison had zero rushing touchdowns this season. Can you really bring him back and be confident knowing your starter had zero rushing touchdowns? Does that really sound like the Minnesota Vikings are the best place to win this offseason? The Pittsburgh Steelers. What about them? They have a number one defense, or could be number one. TJ Watt, Fitzpatrick, Mike Tomlin, these guys, they're always at least in the playoffs, or they always have at least a winning season. But you look at their division, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Cleveland Browns. If you're Kirk Cousins, do you really want to go to a division and face off against those teams six times a year? I don't think so. That would make no sense. Let's look at another team. The Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons, people say, I don't know a whole lot about the Atlanta Falcons, so I rely on what other people say. People say are a quarterback away from being a serious threat. to advance to the NFC Championship game, to advance to a Super Bowl. They have talent. They have an amazing running back who can burst out and have a big play at any moment. They've got a spectacular tight end. They've got wideouts that are impressive. And when the Minnesota Vikings faced them this season, they had the number 6th rated defense in the league. People say they are a quarterback away from being a legitimate threat. So let's analyze these teams. The Falcons, who are probably going to sign Bill Belichick to be their head coach, they're in the division with the Carolina Panthers, the New Orleans Saints, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Buccaneers are in the playoffs this year. But Baker Mayfield's a free agent. Mike Evans is a free agent. The odds that they make the playoffs again the following year are very slim. The Carolina Panthers are in shambles. The New Orleans Saints aren't a good team. If you are Kirk Cousins and you seriously, all you seriously care about is winning, you sign a package deal with Bill Belichick and you go to the Atlanta Falcons. If it's all about comfort and loving where you live and loving the organization, and if you want to answer questions for the next 1 to 2 years about preparing your replacement to start with the Minnesota Vikings, then resign with the Minnesota Vikings. But I am more convinced right now than ever before that Kirk Cousins, if his number one priority is truly winning, that he is going to sign a deal with the Atlanta Falcons and Bill Belichick. There are so many things convincing you to go to Atlanta. They play in a dome. Bill Belichick, 6 Super Bowl rings, the experience to be able to learn under Bill Belichick. And guess what? Bill Belichick's go-to guy, Josh McDaniels, he's a free agent as well. So you could bring Bill Belichick in, Josh McDaniels in to be your offensive coordinator, or you could resign with the Minnesota Vikings and play for a team that has a defense who you don't know who's going to start on. They might lose their best player. Their tight end might not be ready to start the season, and who knows how he'll recover from that injury. You don't know who the running back's going to be. The offensive line is inconsistent, at times good, but also very, very inconsistent. Justin Jefferson's probably going to sign a deal with the Minnesota Vikings. Jordan Addison's a rising star in this league. But which teams has more questions? Which team, if the number one priority is winning, has a better chance to win? If you want to put up all-time numbers passing, then you sign with the Minnesota Vikings because J.J., Jordan Addison, Kevin O'Connell's a pass-heavy offensive coordinator and head coach, then sign with the Minnesota Vikings. But if your number one priority is winning, there's only one option here. It's the Atlanta Falcons. A big reason why Belichick and Brady were so successful for so long is because the division the Patriots competed in was terrible for years. The Bills, the Dolphins, the Jets, those guys were bottom feeders in the league. That was 6 guaranteed wins for the Patriots just to start the season. So you look around the division that the Falcons are in. Belichick, I'm sure, has done that because he realizes why he had so much success with the Patriots. Do you think Belichick would sign a deal with the Falcons knowing that Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke were going to battle it out for a quarterback position? I don't think so. And I think there's a reason why Kirk Cousins has been so consistent this offseason and said winning is the number one priority. I think Kirk Cousins is planning his exit from the Minnesota Vikings and is going to sign a deal with the Atlanta Falcons and Bill Belichick. Easy division. Superstar players around you. Greatest head coach of all time. Look at the NFC North. Tough division. Packers, Lions, Bears. Every single one of those teams is getting better. Do you really want to go to a team that has holes to fill all around their roster and might lose superstar players in free agency? That'd be a joke. I think Kirk knows what he's doing this offseason. I think he's wording it very carefully this offseason. And Bill Belichick has a second interview with the Atlanta Falcons. Why do you take a second interview with Bill Belichick? It's not to ask him any questions. It's to lock down the deal. Kirk Cousins and Bill Belichick coming to an Atlanta Falcons stadium near you or in Atlanta. Thank you for listening and watching. If you are watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify or Google, please rate, review, and follow this podcast wherever you are currently listening to this podcast. Everyone, take care, have a great day, and enjoy playoff football.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.